The Bahamas could be in for more bad weather. A potential tropical cyclone is moving toward them. Nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Dorian, that was a Category 5 storm, ravaged the islands. Parts of Great Abaco Island and Grand Bahama, the hardest hit by Dorian, are littered with levelled buildings and debris. And at least 50 people have died and 1,300 more are still missing. But officials say that number could change as the death toll is expected to rise. So for more on this potentially severe weather headed to the Bahamas, let's bring in Jeff Huffman. He's a meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, good to have you here.
Good afternoon, Femi.
Potential tropical cyclone, where is it right now?
Well, it's pretty much stalled, or it's really not even a system yet that has a well-defined center. So it's kind of this broad area of low pressure in the southeast Bahamas. It is becoming a bit better organized, and I think by tonight or tomorrow it'll officially be classified a tropical depression or even a tropical storm.
All right, so it means it's getting some shape. That's more classic hurricane-looking shape. Who needs to be paying attention to this right now?
Well, the good news is this is nowhere close to the strength of Dorian, but unfortunately it is taking somewhat of a similar path into the northern Bahamas tonight and through tomorrow, and then potentially bringing some coastal hazards to Florida and the Carolinas. Right now the official forecast track and a lot of the models have moved in a direction that keeps the center of this developing storm well offshore, not only well offshore of Florida, but likely far enough away off the shoreline of the Carolinas to prevent a significant impact.
So we're looking at heavy winds, high tides. What would you say we should be prepared for?
Yeah, well, the northwestern Bahamas, of course, were the areas that were hit from Dorian. Even an afternoon downpour would, of course, not be good news for some of the recovery efforts there. But this is nowhere close to what Dorian produced. Mm. Certainly some heavy rain, gusty winds, and some higher seas. And then in Florida, we have a tropical storm watch on the east coast of Florida. That means tropical storm conditions are possible. Remember, that does not mean that they're likely. We'll see if that's upgraded over the weekend. But I think we're talking maybe 30 to 40 miles our wind gusts along the coast, some high seas, some coastal flooding, beach erosion, and the rain bands may rotate in at times. Certainly not a significant event in Florida.
All right. So for anyone just tuning in, just listening here, how nervous should they be?
Well, obviously there's a lot of anxiety because of Dorian. And then, of course, the last 2 or 3 years, we've had very active and direct hits from major hurricanes. This one is something I don't think will be significant. However, we certainly should keep our guard up for other potential hurricanes. We're only halfway through the hurricane season.
Yes,
and we still have several more weeks to go with possible activity.
All right. Jeff Huffman, meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Thank you.
You're welcome.